Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. We're looking at Melanie checking in from Minneapolis. Hey, Melanie, how are you today?
Good, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So you got a question for Dr. Troy.
Well, I all of a sudden quit sleeping about 20 years ago, and it just hit me one night. I was misdiagnosed with fibromyalgia, and I've been on sleeping medication for all these years. And I also had a thyroid issue, so I got on medication for that. And I'm just wondering if there's anything that you would suggest, or I'm open to even coming in and seeing you because this has been a very long battle. Mm,
it's exhausting and such a discouragement when you battle sleep stuff. And I know you're an expert in this, Dr. Troy, so you go ahead.
Yeah, sleep is the most underrated area of our healthcare system as far as just being addressed properly. And so when it happens suddenly like that, let me ask you, was it trouble getting to sleep, staying asleep, or both?
Both.
Okay, so generally speaking, and this is real general, if there's thyroid implications as well, a lot of times our airway becomes compromised. And so thyroid can be one of the factors. And what we do see is a sleep disorder called upper airway resistance syndrome. And most likely you had that for quite a while. And it sets up a level of adrenal fatigue, even exhaustion. And most people with fibromyalgia do have this sleep disorder. And the reality is it won't improve until you actually get the airway restabilized. The muscles and the nerves that fire to those muscles have to be firing properly. So sometimes dental splints are used to push the jaw forward. Sometimes chiropractic adjustments helping with the actual stability with the head and airway itself. And then fixing the actual adrenal component. Another way of saying it is people get into a fight or flight state and they can't get back into a rest and digest state. So my guess would be there'd be some digestive scenarios that would have to be cleaned up as well, because we usually see with the sleep problems, the digestive stuff is there. Sometimes it's silent, but when we actually look at it and do some digging into it, we can see that there's quite a lot of problems there too, which just feed this scenario. So very common, unfortunately.
Thank you for that call. And I just got to tell you, that's been one of my issues, as Dr. Troy was saying. I got a mouth splint. He has me doing those snow angels on the wall where you stand against the wall, you put a pillow behind or a towel behind your neck and you press. So you're strengthening the back of your neck and kind of doing a snow angel. And also they sell doTERRA oils at the clinic. I get those as well. I just got to tell you, a friend told me about this combination of vetiver, breathe, and lavender. And it knocks you out. I mean, yeah. Kev's having a hard time waking up in the morning, and he snores anyway. But he's like, I cannot even believe. But I got to tell you, the combination of your adjustments, doing those exercises, the mouth splint, and this combination of oils is making a total difference. And so I'm down to a half a dose of a sleep aid. And I'm just saying that, hoping that, Melanie, maybe that will help you, that there is hope. Don't give up hope. But it might be great to see Dr. Troy. Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.